Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Please check that out. That book's won 5 international awards, and you can get it at Amazon, and I think you'll like it. I think you'll learn some things. I think it will help you grow into the digital age. But I actually think you'll enjoy reading it. I've written it in such a way that I think people who've read it have told me that it's easy to read, and it's kind of fun to read. So I'm glad to hear people say that about it. All right, I want to talk about you and me out here on Main Street, compared to the other economy. You know, there are two economies, so to speak, two marketplaces, maybe I should say, in America today. There's the Main Street economy, and then there's the Wall Street economy. The Main Street marketplace and the Wall Street marketplace. And there was a time, as you've heard me say before, there was a time when the two of them were connected, when Wall Street performance was based on whether somebody sold. If Sears sold a refrigerator on Main Street, it contributed to the performance of the Sears stock on Wall Street. Well, today, that's only part of the topic. That's only part of the calculation. A big part of the calculation is the sentiment of the people holding the stocks. Are they upset about what's going on in China or France or somewhere like that? Also, it has to do with how the Wall Street listed companies, the corporate America, how they manipulate and manage their financial the money they have in terms of like buying back shares of stock to drive the share price, or those kinds of things, borrowing a lot of money and when money's cheap and buying back the shares and driving up the share price as a way to overcome poor performance, poor sales. And there's so many intangibles in the Wall Street economy. So many intangibles. And global, many of them global intangibles. And it seems like the leaders of this country only care about what's going on there. They are big. They've got the money. They control a lot of the world's economy, and they certainly have the political power that you and I don't have. But out here on Main Street, things are different, aren't they? We don't have financial capitalism. We have real capitalism. We can't spend a nickel until we earn it by selling somebody something. We don't have the ability to take whatever precious capital we have and manipulate it and cause it to create some kind of value, some kind of perceived value by somebody else that can mask or ameliorate the fact that we didn't make something happen with a customer. We don't have that ability. We're planted in the ground. We're under a bright light, nowhere to hide. We perform or we don't perform. If we perform, we're successful. If we don't perform, and I mean perform with customers, if we don't perform with customers, we don't survive. We don't succeed. It's not like that on Wall Street. And our value is based on real transactions, not synthetic transactions. They actually have synthetic transactions on Wall Street. You know about those. Part of them is what caused 2008. They actually have something called synthetic transactions. And we don't have any of that. And yet, you produce half of the economy of the United States of America. You produce 2 out of 3 new jobs. You sign the front of over half of the paychecks. And you are a huge component, cohort, of the middle class of America. And so when I see them, when I see people, when I read about people talking about the decline of the middle class in America, I think that's real. And a lot of those middle class folks are employees. They're employees of GM and different companies, small companies, large companies. But a large section of the middle class of America is small business owners and their employees. And so I say, if the American politician really wants to grow the middle class in America, which they claim to be doing that, they could do one thing. They could turn one lever and make that happen. Make a big dent in the recovery of the middle class of America. They could do whatever they need, whatever that could be done to help small businesses. And one of the things they could still do is make the tax reform bill, the tax cut bill, was passed a year ago this month, make it the same for small businesses as they made it for big businesses. In 2 years, the middle class news would turn around. That's all they'd have to do is make it fair. Give small businesses the same that they gave corporate America. That's all I'm asking. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.